One day, in the midst of my desperation, I searched Christian Depression and stumbled upon the Christian Help for Depression website. I was immediately intrigued and registered for access to the website. Through a subsequent email, I inquired to the possibility that Pastor Buckley would consider calling me. I was impressed not only by his accessibility, but his passion for helping others. I immediately began viewing the videos with great expectation. Pastor Buckley's encouragement to stop blaming God for my circumstances and to withdraw from self-pity were key in my restoration. Verses such as 23:7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, helped me understand the enunciation of my very words were having an effect on my spiritual well-being. Soon after this, I also began to realize how my thought process was affected by the people who surrounded me and the nature of their demeanor. My social circle became small, and I chose primarily to be around members of the body of Christ. I am now continually in the company of the church body through things like Bible study, worship services, and the Celebrate Recovery program. There is a healing quality in the company of fellow believers. I began having morning devotionals that began with a hymn of praise. It is one of the most difficult things that I ever had to do. But Isaiah 61:3 tells us, instead of a spirit of despair, put on a garment of praise. I was also making a regular habit of reviewing notes from the videos and using this as an encouragement for me through this journey. There are many promises in the Bible for us as believers, and it is incumbent upon us to become familiar with them by reading and memorizing them. A couple of my favorites are 2 Corinthians 10:4. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of this world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. Or Colossians 1:13, he has delivered us out of the dominion of darkness and into the kingdom of the Son he loves. Luke 10:19, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions, to overcome the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. As believers, we have the Holy Spirit to help us go through these journeys. God has promised us to be strong and courageous, and he will be with us wherever we go. The fact that there is a spiritual component to my condition is undeniable. I also believe that we should take care of our temple. It is also important for us to have a healthy diet and exercise regularly so we can expect and maintain consistent sleep patterns. I'm not an advocate of medication, but I do recommend that if somebody is taking something and is working, that they continue the course. I have tried things like medication and found them very difficult to assimilate. I also tried TMS and ketamine to very little and no result. While some of these remedies may be included as part of the healing process, it is imperative that we base our recovery on our faith, because it is impossible to please God without it.